Welcome to the Lent Easter podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, we are blessed to have contributions from DCEs around the U.S. to share with you their thoughts on the Songs of Lament. Throughout this season, we ask you to consider the laments that are still heard today of the enslaved crying for freedom, of mothers for their children, and of the sinner at his fallen humanity. Even among these cries, our voices change to shouts of joy on Easter morning in Jerusalem as we look forward to the great day when the morning star returns. We pray that you are blessed by these devotions and that you can share them with others.
Hi, my name is Michael Leapley. I am the Director of Christian Education at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this devotion and to prepare yourself for Easter during the season of Lent. During Lent, we remember the sinfulness and uncertainty in this world. We cry out to God for His mercy and for His guidance. But we also take comfort in the knowledge and hope that this is not the end. Easter is coming. The title of this devotion is The Hidden God. God's hiddenness has less to do with who God is and more to do with how things can feel as a result of our own sinfulness. In Isaiah 45, verse 15, the prophet says, "Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior." There are many situations in life where God can seem hidden to us. An example of this is the uncertainty that life throws at us. From the cradle to the grave, there are always decisions that we have to make, and the right decision may not always seem so obvious. These decisions can include where to go to college, who to marry, where to work, where to send your kids to school, how to take care of your loved ones in their old age, how to plan for the end of your life, and the list goes on. Throughout any of these decisions, we oftentimes want to say to God, "Just tell me what to do." Like Job in chapter 13, verse 24, we ask God, "Why do you hide your face and count me as your enemy?" It can seem like God is silent. He does not give us the answers we seek. It feels like God is far away from us. But let's read Isaiah 45, verse 15, one more time. The prophet says, "Truly you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior." Notice that God is not only a God who hides, he is also our Savior. Right now we are in this season of Lent, reflecting on the uncertainty of this broken world. But Easter is coming. I want to share with you this quote from Martin Luther's lectures on Genesis. He writes, "So it seems that God is completely forsaking us and casting us away, because he is hidden to us and we are hidden along with him. But in faith, in the word, and in the sacraments, he is revealed and seen." God is not only hidden, he is also revealed through Jesus in his death and resurrection. In an uncertain world, we know with utmost certainty that God delivers his promises to us in faith, in the word, in baptism, and in the Lord's Supper. This is where God can be seen. Don't look for God where he can't be found. Go where he promises to be. It may be Lent, but Easter is coming. Let us cling to the hope and comfort we have in the revealed God. Let's pray. Dear God, So often it feels like you have forsaken us as we try to navigate this world with all of its trials and hardships. Help us to cling to the cross where you have revealed yourself. Remind us daily that we have been united into your Son's death and resurrection through our baptism. Forgive us when we neglect your promises, and give us the strength to go where you promise to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's Lent Easter podcast. We ask that you look for us on your favorite podcast platforms to regularly receive NADCE's podcasts during the Lent and Easter or Advent and Christmas seasons, as well as throughout the year. God's blessings on your week.